Hello, Mr. Dobie. This is Nan from Class 806, Mr. Kang, and I'm here to do the science work assignment. Okay, so for the problem one, it says that Jasper has to lift desks. So if he lifts a desk 10 meters off an inclined plane, that's 14.8 joules. That means 14.8 joules is the amount of work. Now, you have the given amount of work and the given amount of distance. So that means I'll have to rearrange an isolate variable n to find out how many newtons it takes to, how much force it takes to lift the load up the inclined plane. So what I did was I did work equals force times distance. So that's 14.8 joules, and force times distance is measured in newton times meters. So that means that force, so that means we don't know n, which is newton, so that means 14.8 joules will equal newton times 10 meters because we're given the distance. So that will equal 14. Now, to rearrange a variable, we learned you have to use SAMDEB. That means I will do 14.8 joules equals 10 meters, which is the distance, equals newtons times 10 meters divided by 10 meters, and then since 10 are both the same values, divide them together, and then you get 1, so that has no value. So then the tens will be canceled. And that means that I'll have to divide 14.8 by 10. That'll give me a final answer of 1.48 newtons for the inclined plane. Now the second problem I have is a 2 meter straight ramp where she just lifts the desk 2 meters off the ground. So again, here it's a different problem because we're So the work is we're not given the work. So that equals work. Work is force times distance. So work will equal to force times 2 meters. And that's 14.8 joules, that equals 5 times 2 meters. So then we're going to have to rearrange the variable again. So that's 14.8 divided by 2, which will equal to force times 2 meters divided by 2. Now, if you're wondering how I got 14.8, it's because both of the answers use a sort of same technique that if this one, she just lifts it up, but it's the same sort of work required when I did my calculations from my calculations. So that means 14.8 divided by 2, that's 7.4 newtons, which will equal to a force. Now, which one is easier? Now, they both require the same amount of work, but the force is different in each problem. Now, the force for the inclined plane is 1.48 newtons. And then when it comes to the 2 meters, it's 7.4 newtons. And if you use your common sense, you know that the inclined plane is longer, but it's easier to do the work. While lifting the desk is it's shorter, but it requires more amount of force. So that means the inclined plane is easier to use when it comes to work and force. Okay, thanks for listening to this, Mr. Dobie. I hope I get a good mark. Okay, bye.